This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Getting America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
On Memorial Day 2007, an Army troop deployed in Iraq went on an emergency rescue mission when they were suddenly ambushed. Six soldiers died in the attack. Tim Hallengring lived through that mission, and on this Memorial Day, the hometown hero was asked to be a grand marshal in his small town of Highlands, New Jersey. Tim agreed, but under the condition that the rest of his brothers be there too. With the help of GoFundMe, the town got the troop back together, and only we were there to capture their reunion 11 years later.
It's indescribable, losing friends right in front of you and not being able to do anything about it. We lost six that day.
It was a dark mission, a downed aircraft recovery mission, and they gave us the location to go, and we went, and we got ambushed on the way there and lost a few guys, and I didn't even know it was Memorial Day until we got back.
Memorial Day was a tough day for all of us. It's one of those things that just kind of punches you in the stomach and takes your breath away. But luckily, I got some good troopers over there that help us all through it. Timmy standing by us, getting us all together, and it just makes it a little bit easier.
The commander of the American Legion called me up one day and asked me if I wanted to do it, and I wasn't sure if I did. I don't ever want to do stuff on that day. It's very personal. And when he said Grand Marshal, I said, let me get back to you. And I called up some of the guys that I was with on that Memorial Day. I wanted to make sure that they knew that it was going to be a bigger parade than anything that they've seen.
We're brothers. That's all it is. Combat vets, you know. We always stick together. We always have each other's back. So it was an honor.
Memorial Day, it's a tough day. A lot of people like to go out there and enjoy themselves and barbecue it up. Hey, maybe have a few and it's fine, but I like to remember. Not just for the people that we lost, but people before us. We're pretty fortunate to be in a place that we're at, and it was because of them that we're able to do a lot of the stuff that we're able to do today.
It's not Veterans Day. It's a day where we remember those who died in the service of our country.
I haven't looked forward to a Memorial Day in 11 years because there's billboards, there's radio commercials, Memorial Day sale, Memorial Day giveaway, and it's just a lot more somber for me. It's a day of honor. It's not a day of summer. I feel like people forget that.
This one's different because I got my brothers here. You know, I haven't seen some of these guys in about 10, and some people in 12 years. And so being able to see them, it really, really makes me happy. You know, it makes me feel like me again.
My friend Jonathan Markham, his wife and his son are coming, and he never got to know his son. He was too young when he deployed. This is a chance for us to let his son know who he was. And he's going to lead the parade. It couldn't be a better tribute. That day's different for us. It's very personal for us, and that's why we want this parade to be personal. And we want to remind the American people of what Memorial Day is supposed to be.
Well, I'll tell you, you hear these testimonies, it puts it all into perspective, doesn't it? A rather hallowed day, Memorial Day. And again, I appreciate the insights of Rob O'Neill. And I think that is consistent with the sentiment of people who have served, especially those that have been in combat. We honor all those and the family and those that paid the ultimate price.
Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with ReputationDefender.com. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with ReputationDefender.com. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with ReputationDefender.com. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771. Or visit ReputationDefender.com.
Are you ready?
Yeah.
Okay, let's do it.
Bill Martinez Live, a program about current events, our culture, our values, our politics, and our future. And now, Bill Martinez.
We better stop. Hey, what's that sound? Everybody look what's going down. Stop.
Hey, we're back with the America 6 minutes after the top of the hour. Remember, for more information on the show, you can go to BillMartinezLive.com. Drop me an email. We'd love to hear from you, Bill at BillMartinezLive.com. Well, I'll tell you, this next story and this next author, I've been looking forward. You know me. I'm no question about it. I love history. I love the military, obviously, if it isn't already obvious to you. This story is an incredible story that she writes about one bomber, 10 men, and their harrowing escape from Nazi-occupied France. Coffin Corner Boys is the name of the book. Carol Engel Averett is with us. Carol, I hope I said your last name correctly.
Averett? Yes, Averett.
Averett, like aviary. Okay, good. Yes. Well, that's consistent, right? Why not?
Right.
We're talking about the Flyboys. Carol, how did you come across this story?
Okay, my husband had heard at a business meeting, had heard George's story. Mm-hmm. He came home, he said...
We're talking Captain George Starks,
yes,
by the way,
Captain
here.
Captain George Starks. Mm-hmm. And he came home and he said, he knew I was looking for my next project. He said, man, you know, this is one I think you need to take a look at. And so I called George. We set up a meeting, and 5 minutes into his story, I knew for sure that this was something that I wanted to record. And that was 3.5 years ago.
Wow.
I've spent that amount of time with him listening to his stories, and I never get tired of them. They're just spectacular. And we've pulled really 10 stories in one, because it is we do have the information, diaries, and journals of the other 9 men that were in his crew that were shot down on that day. Terrific story.
That's amazing to have that kind of resource, Carol.
Yes, exactly. And it made my job a great deal easier in that, and much more exciting in that George already had contacts with the families. And so now I've gotten to where, you know, these families are like my family now. So,
right.
These diaries and journals just made this thing come alive. And it is just your readers that are interested in history, and particularly our veterans and all, they will just, it's terrific, really.
Well, Carol, this has been your heart. I mean, this isn't the first military history book you've written. Your heart has been toward the military most of your life, has it not?
Absolutely. My family is steeped in military history. My father was career Navy. My stepdad joined World War II Army Air Corps the day after he graduated from law school. He was in Africa. He went up the boot of Italy with General Mark Clark. I have an uncle who was the primary line crew chief for General Claire Lee Chenault of the Flying Tigers in
exactly.
China. So lots in the DNA. And I love telling people stories. and military stories in particular.
Well, like you say, in quoting Claire Chennault of the Flying Tigers fame, ain't no fake stories ever going to outdo the real ones, right?
You are so right, and I have come to realize that over and over again as I listen to people's stories, and particularly these from the Coffin Corner Boys, because they got into some scrambles and fixes and just hair-raising moments, and you just shake your head. You just think, man, you know, you can't make this stuff up, so.
Mm-hmm.
Some really incredible goings on here.
Well, I worked with a man who just passed at 93 at a radio station in Southern California. I worked with him many years off and on. We had quite a connected history, and he relayed some of the story that he had experienced on these bombers. I mean, they were in many ways suicide missions, and the amount of people that survived these runs, I mean, very, very limited.
Well, that is true, and particularly at this particular time, they were shot down on March 16, 1944, and this is pre the time that we had fighter escort mm-hmm. for these B-17 formations. Now, a little later on, actually toward the end of 1944, we did have that, and they would escort our bombers all the way into Germany.
Yeah.
But
that was the story of the Red Tail airmen, right?
Exactly, and right. Exactly. So, and you and your listeners might be interested, or you might already know, but your listeners might enjoy hearing how we got the title mm-hmm. Coffin Corner Boys.
Yes, please. Go ahead.
It was the bombers used, the B-17s used a bomber box formation. And there was a position, low squadron, low group, number 6, which was the outside corner.
Mm-hmm.
And that particular position in the B-17 formation was very vulnerable, had a lot of hits. The fighters could come in because it was exposed.
Mm-hmm.
And so it was so vulnerable and had received such a beating over the months that they were flying that the crews themselves nicknamed that particular position the Coffin Corner.
Wow.
And so when I first started interviewing George, you know, he kept talking about that we were assigned the Coffin Corner that morning that we were shot down, the Coffin Corner.
Mm-hmm.
And so I said, well, George explained that to me, and he did. And I said, well, you guys were the Coffin Corner Boys.
Yeah.
And the name just stuck. We said, man, that's the title for the book.
Mm-hmm. Well, and so on March the 16th, 1944, they're shot down, and the story continues. What happens?
Yes. Well, when they were hit and realized that they had to parachute out, and you probably know this as well, these B-17 crews had never jumped out of an airplane.
Mm-hmm.
Now, they had received parachute training,
right.
You know, vis-a-vis instructional movies mm-hmm. and classroom instruction. Never actually jumped out of an airplane. Our paratroopers had. Mm-hmm. They trained by actually jumping out before they would jump, you know, behind enemy lines, but not the B-17 crews. So that morning, you know, get this picture. Your plane is afire, and it's going down. You know it's going to crash. You've got to scramble out of a lurching airplane, you know, going about 250 miles an hour, and you've never jumped out, and you're
wow.
at 25,000 feet. And I, you know, just that alone, I can't even fathom, you know, what would be going through your mind. And on top of all of that, you're 20 years old. There were four crew members that had just turned 20, including the pilot, George Starks. And the responsibility, the pressure at that moment, the terror of coming out of an airplane, and you're going down, and there are not, you know, you're going into an occupied, an enemy occupied.
Yeah, it's
airport.
Not like you're land. You're coming down in some friendly territory here.
Exactly, mm-hmm. and the thing about landing in France, okay, you don't know who you can trust. You know, there were some French people. In fact, a couple of them were betrayed by some gendarmes.
Exactly,
the Germans would pay them,
mm-hmm.
but the majority of just the average villagers, the French townspeople and villagers, helped our guys, and they were willing to do that. But of course, they put their own lives on the line when they did that at risk.
Yeah, and you have to imagine what the French, as you say, they were so conflicted during that period of time. The government had made a pact with Germany. Man, I'll tell you what, boy, you talk about the conflict within, within the country itself, quite extensive. Carol Engel Averett is with us. We're talking about the Coffin Corner Boys, and that conversation will continue on the other side of the break. Stay with us, America. I'm Bill Martinez. It's 15 minutes after the top of the hour.
Bacon lovers, we ship free. Try our amazing bacon. No refrigeration required. Proprietary value-added packaging provides 10-year shelf life and protects the leanest, thickest, center-cut, fully cooked bacon in America today. Ready to eat right from the pouch or warm and serve. Savory and delicious. Wholesale price for your everyday use. Order today at ReadyToEatBacon.com. ReadyToEatBacon.com.
I tried other brands, but I came back to my Sunshine.
For the best hot or cold pain relief, get the best. Get a Sunny Bay heating pad.
Sometimes life can be a pain in the neck, or back, or shoulder.
And the best relief for that pain is a Sunny Bay heating pad. Did you know that the American College of Physicians said that one of the best ways to treat muscle pain is heat therapy? Sunny Bay heating pads are handmade with high quality, can be used at home or at work, and have a lifetime 100% positive rating on both Amazon and Etsy.
Why take another pill?
Many people use our Sunny Bay heating pads alone and got rid of the neck pain.
Long distance travel or long hours in front of a computer can take its toll on your body.
Our homegrown small business tries to help people just like us. That's why we design and test our handmade products with great care before we introduce them to the public. You can easily find Sunny Bay heating pads on Amazon. Just go to Amazon.com and search for Sunny Bay heating pads.
Water is the single most important thing your body needs, so you want to be sure it's the best for you and your family. Since 2005, thousands have depended on Berkey Purified Water. The Berkey guy provides the lowest priced filtration systems in every size for incredibly delicious water now and in an emergency. Get to GoBerkey.com or call 877-886-3653. 877-886-3653. GoBerkey.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.
What if Extendivite really works, but you find that hard to believe and you spend precious time looking for someone to say, just try it? I have my help today because of Extendivite, and if I did not take a leap of faith and try it, well, I would be on disability today. Take one bottle of Extendivite as suggested for 60 days to find out for yourself. No need to stop any other meds you may be on. You know by now that they are not working for you. Before the 60 days are up, I know that you will feel Extendivite working for you and will want to take another bottle. Life is too short. Get your Extendivite today. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendivite.
Healthcare reform is confusing. With the loss of the Obamacare mandate, those needing help can now choose an affordable alternative. By joining Liberty HealthShare, you're part of a community of health-conscious Americans all over the country who control their own healthcare costs and choices. Liberty HealthShare is not insurance. It is an association of self-pay patients who unite with like-minded people to share the cost of their medical needs. Neighbor helping neighbor. Learn more now by going to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Think they'd get away with it, did you? Bill Martinez live.
So high, breaking the dark, prison night, you make you shine.
19 minutes after the top of the hour. Welcome back, America. Bill Martinez here. Carol Engel Averett is with us. We're talking about a brand new book, Coffin Corner Boys, One Bomber, Ten Men, and Their Harrowing Escape from Nazi-Occupied France. Carol, you know, to have the time with Captain George Starks, of course, co-wrote the book with you. It is an amazing story, but there is something that we have and hold with our World War II veterans, and just, you know, we know them as the greatest generation, but we're drawn to them, whether they're on honor flights these days, you know, going back to D.C., and you see them at the airports, and you just want to hug them. You know, my right. dad was a World War II vet, served in the European theater with General Patton, was a medic, and, you know, he since has passed. And we're losing them every day, and they are so precious to us. And there's something about them that, you know, just gravitates us and pulls us to them. What is it, do you think?
Well, I'll tell you, with George and one other of the crew, when I first started this project, was still living. He has since passed away, so I was able to interview Irv Baum, so two of them. George is still living, of course, and 94 will be 95 in a couple of months. I'm telling you, they have just such a confidence about them, and there is a sense of clarity in their thinking, especially about our country. There's not, you don't sense conflict within them. Well, George and I were talking about this, in fact, a couple of days ago, and I said to him, I said, George, you know what, if you had to just sum it up, what would you say? And he said, well, he said, Carol, he said, all 10 of us were from different backgrounds, socioeconomic backgrounds, different religions, different views, different, all kinds of different situations that we were coming from, but we all had one thing in common. We were patriots, and we loved our country even as teenagers, and we had a clarity of vision, clarity of thought. We knew what we wanted to do, and we did it. We joined up. We wanted to be a part of this war. Someone said one time, you know, World War II was when a few million people got together and fought and defeated evil. Mm-hmm. And that was true of all 10 of these guys. They loved what they were doing. They loved their country. And they wanted to do what they could. And George hiked, you know, from Live Oak, Florida, all the way to Orlando just to join up. And wow. He went into the, this is a funny story, went into the recruiting hall. Of course, it was just packed. And he steps on the scale. This sergeant is weighing him. He's 6 feet, and he weighed 124. He was a string.
Oh, my goodness. Wow.
String bean.
Right.
And this old hardened sergeant said to him, he said, look, son, you just don't weigh enough. Why don't you, George said, well, look, I've done so well on my written exams, I've got to get in this war. Mm-hmm. He said, well, look, you go and eat, you know, as many milkshakes and bananas, drink as many milkshakes and eat bananas as you can, come back this afternoon. He comes back, stuffed himself while he was gone, comes back. George weighs 2 more pounds. And this old sergeant, George said, you got to get me in. And this old sergeant looked at him, he said, all right. He said, what the heck? Yeah. Well, that's not what he said, but he said, what the heck? Just come on.
Right.
So he passed him. But they were all that way. I was listening to a story just yesterday about someone who drove 150 miles, you know, from his hometown just so he could sign up.
Yeah.
And this was not uncommon. This was the nature of what these, and for the most part, these were kids that had just out of high school.
Yeah, that's the thing that you need to consider. Yeah, we're talking teenagers here.
Yes.
You know, probably in many provinces, not allowed to drink, and they're there to, you know, defend our country and rally. Wow, that's an amazing time, but they knew that freedom needed to be defended, and the call went out, and they answered the call.
Yes, yes. And, you know, as you go through this book and you see the stories, I mean, it was not easy. I mean, I can't even begin to put myself in their shoes. George, we have one of the sections where George talks about where he had just walked. He was walking 300 miles on a broken foot and shrapnel in his thigh and just trying to evade the Germans. And he had reached a place where he was just at the end of his rope. And he told me, he said, I really prayed. He said, you know, I really prayed at that point and had to reach down deep inside myself. He said, I had to tell myself, just go one more day.
Right.
Just go one more day. And that was what many of them did.
Mm-hmm. Well, you imagine, Carol, I mean, here they survive their plane being shot down. They're in a rather dangerous area. They're not sure what's going to transpire here, if somebody is going to give them up. The stories of these 10 different men, share some more from some of the other men.
Okay. Four of them were captured and went into POW camps. One interesting little story, three of them went into the camp and they realized that there was a buzz in the camp, just sort of everybody seemed to be on edge. And it turned out that the day before, the Great Escape had occurred from that very Stalag.
Wow.
And so we have some firsthand accounts about some things that went on with that. Two of the young men, the waist gunners, were able to hook up not long after they came down, and they were fortunate because they hooked up with the underground fairly quickly. Mm-hmm. That was difficult because you didn't really know who was part of the underground or who wasn't. And but they were fortunate, and they just had some unbelievable experiences. They walked out with the underground through the Pyrenees into Spain.
Unbelievable. Wow.
And then, yeah, it really is. And then, of course, George had this 300-mile trek by himself. Three of the others were helped by some other Frenchmen. One of them actually lived in the attic of this couple's house for several weeks with about three or four other airmen that they had just taken in, and their two young children never knew about it. And they allowed the German officers in their village to use their parlor as a meeting place because they felt like that would be the best possible way to keep them from knowing that they were actually hiding some allies in their attic.
Mm-hmm.
What brave French people, the ones even that were not connected with the underground or the organized French resistance, some of these were just ordinary villagers, just ordinary townspeople.
Mm-hmm.
And yet, I'm telling you, had they been caught, they would have been shot.
That's something that's so compelling, Carol, about the truth. I mean, it's the same thing, like even in Germany. It wasn't 100% of Germans were behind Hitler. I mean, the numbers come out that it was only about 10%. So 10% was telling the 90% what to do. And many of that 90% knew what was happening was not right. That there was a problem, in the midst. But they were the effect of this, and thinking, well, if they kept their head down and mind their own business, they might be able to survive this.
Well, I think the average French man, woman, even children helped them in this. Some of these stories, they had been under the thumb of the Germans long enough. They knew the brutality that was there. They had experienced it firsthand. Now, maybe, you had some people in the larger cities like Paris, maybe some different situations there, but out in the countryside, by far, the vast number of people tried to help as best they could. They shared what meager provisions they had, a piece of cheese, a piece of black bread to these guys, clothes a lot of times, maybe let them use a bicycle to, pedal from one village to the next. It's really amazing. And I'll tell you, the one of the greatest parts of this...
We got about 20 seconds left here, Carol.
All right. George goes back to France later four or five times and locates nearly every person that had helped him.
Unbelievable.
Unbelievable.
Congratulations on the book, the story. I'll tell you, you will be touched by this, ladies and gentlemen. Coffin Corner Boys, Carol Engel Avery on Bill Martinez Live. Thank you, Carol.
Thank you, Bill. God bless.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Over the last 4 years, three of the biggest online precious metal dealers have gone bankrupt and their owners put in prison due to theft and fraud. Having previously purchased precious metals, can you be sure you purchased the right product? Did you receive proper advice? Or were you stung by one of these companies? Miles Franklin has been in business for 29 years without receiving any material customer or regulatory complaints ever. Maintaining an A-plus Better Business Bureau rating and residing in Minnesota, the only state in America that regulates the precious metals industry, making doing business in precious metals with Miles Franklin the safest choice, bar none. Call us at 866-485-4346 and let us review your portfolio at no commitment whatsoever. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Get the peace of mind you deserve in working with a precious metals company with a reputation like Miles Franklin. Again, that's 866-485-4346. Miles Franklin Precious Metals, the name you can trust.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
America back on track. Bill Martinez live.
Only imagine when that day comes and I find myself standing in the sun. I can only imagine when all I would do is forever. Forever worship you.
Bill Martinez live.
I can only imagine when all I would do is forever.
Welcome back, America. 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got a real treat for you, as you can tell from the music. Bart Miller joins us. Yes, the front man for Mercy Me. We're talking about his movie, I Can Only Imagine, which will be released next month, just in time for Father's Day, I might add. On-demand DVD and Blu-ray, and so we're really excited about that. The movie, Bart, you've got to be so excited about, has generated some $83 million. I guess that's pretty boffo in faith-based films terminology.
From what they tell me, it's pretty insane. I can't remember what they originally predicted we would do, but it was, it's far exceed our expectations, and just blown away by the whole thing. You know, it's pretty exciting. Just the doors that are opening just for hopefully more, faith-based films to be made and just hopefully the quality of them too. You know, there's always room to improve.
Well, Are you surprised at how this is just translated, not only within the faith-based community, but in the secular market as well? I mean, this song, of course, which crossed over, is really touching people of all walks, all races, all creeds. I mean, this has got to be the hand of God.
Yeah, I'm surprised as a part of me, and gosh, I don't ever want to sound arrogant or anything like that, but because we went through it with the song, you know, 15, 16 years ago, or however long it was, you know, that was shocking. And so there was a little bit of like, not that we were like, okay, wait and see, but we were in the back of our minds were like, man, what's about to happen when all the movie Hollywood side of things, they definitely underestimated, you know, the what the song had already done. Because in a way, you know, no one's ever... You know, I guess technically we wrote a song and promoting this movie for almost 18 years. You know what I'm saying?
Like, exactly.
And so, and so no one knew how to factor that in. And so we were cautiously optimistic saying, man, this song's been around a long time. A lot of people have heard it. You know, it could, you know, get a lot of attention. And they were like, well, we'll see. We'll see. So when it blew up, they were the Hollywood Lionsgate was like, you know, we don't know how to explain this. And I was like, well, it's not, you know, it's a God thing. There's no question. But the biggest right. thing is that God was in this, you know, 18, 19 years ago when it did this crazy thing. And it's doing it again. It's just the movies are just a whole different level than, you know, even releasing music to mainstream or whatever. It's like nothing I've ever seen.
Well, I can only imagine when people first heard it, they related themselves to it on a very yeah. personal level. And I can tell you, I've been part of the promotion all along for 18 years. It's been on my ringtone. And when people call me, they go, I love that song. That is my favorite song. I hear that often. But it is a personal relationship with that song, and it has personal meaning. But to get the benefit of your story and what it meant to you and the transformation of your father, it was like the song was born again, if I might say.
Yeah, I mean, it definitely was. It took on a new life, and you know, it's there's just no other explanation. It's just a God thing that, I mean, who would ever guess that? I mean, it's just, I mean, anything you do, you know, mm-hmm. imagine anything you could have created 18 years ago for it to kind of be brought back up and right. attention. It was just like, you never.
Well, for people who have written music and written lyrics, they can appreciate this. I heard that you wrote it in like 10 minutes.
When I actually sat down and wrote the lyric, it took about 10 minutes. But yeah, I understand that, like, I was consumed. When my dad passed away in the gravesite, my grandmother said, I can only imagine what your dad's seeing now. Mm. And my dad withered away from cancer. And you know, in real life, he was like a 360-pound man. He was about 112 pounds when he passed away.
Yeah.
And so I became obsessed with that phrase. And that's the thing, you know, people have to understand, like when you're watching the movie, they're trying to compress all of my life into about 2 hours. And so the timeline, people ask if it's accurate. The thing that almost has to be inaccurate is just the time of which everything happens. And it's like something that might have lasted, took 7 years in real life, looks like it took about 6 weeks in the movie, if that makes sense.
Right. No,
and so from the time my dad passed away to when I actually wrote Imagine was about, I would say probably 7, maybe 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
And I became obsessed with that phrase. And so for that amount of time, I got in such a habit of if I was on hold on the phone, I would be writing that phrase down, anything I get my hands on. And so I used to carry these journals before we had smartphones, and I would write all these ideas all the time in it and draw in it and stuff. And I was looking for a blank page to write one more song for an independent record, and every page literally had I Can Only Imagine scribbled on it somewhere. And it kind of it was frustrating because I needed a blank sheet of paper,
right.
and I couldn't find one. And at some point, I was like, "Oh, wait a minute, what am I doing? I've been mm-hmm. obsessed with this thought for so long." So yes, it took 10 minutes to write it down. The only time I've ever written a song with literally no scratch outs or no mistakes, which is a totally God thing, but. At the same time, it's been in my heart for almost 8 years. Just, I mean, obsessive about it. So, yeah, I always have to throw that in there because, like, you know, it's the only thing I've ever written in 10 minutes. The rest of it, everything else I've written is excruciating.
Well, it's like people say 10 minutes in a lifetime. Because
exactly.
There's so much of you and in that. And then, of course, Leave It for Your Grandmother, who drops the nugget of the name of your group, Mercy Me, and now she's dropping the nugget of what's going to be the biggest probably Christian song ever in the history of Christian music. I mean, we love your grandmother.
Oh, man, I owe a lot to that woman. And she told me, Mercy Me, why don't you get a real job? I can only imagine what your dad sees in heaven. And then when I took a fatal semester off in college to start a praise band, which ultimately ended up being Mercy Me, she was the one that was paying for my college and said, if it's your passion, I'll pay for whatever you need to get it off the ground. So she was the backbone of this thing for a long time.
Yeah, she's a dream builder. What has touched you most, Bart, about the response to the movie?
The thing that, without going into a huge amount of details, is that, you know, it's common that we'll get, you know, somebody on a Facebook or email or whatever, or sending us letters. Well, you know, or let's say on Facebook, somebody will easily say, you know, great movie, a great song, typically what it is. But even from when the movie trailer first came out, we see these like 5, 6, 7 paragraph long, like detailed stories of what the song means to these people. And we don't take that for granted, because they could have easily just put a thumbs up emoji or whatever. But the fact that something with that song leads them to pour their hearts out, even to a chat room or a comment section that they don't know if it's going to get read or not. But the fact that there's something about they feel led to do it there is like a, it depends on what day you get me. Some days I get frustrated because I try to read everything I possibly can, and it's impossible.
Right.
But it's like, it's amazing. It's amazing how much, whatever they're going through, how much the song means to them, to basically just kind of throw it out there, not know if somebody's going to get it or not, but pour their hearts out there. And it's just, I don't know. If somebody told me that God was going to use a song that way back then, I would have thought they're the craziest person in the world. It's like, it's just, you know, anytime you touch someone's life, it just makes it so worth it. And this is we just thought this song's run its course and we've moved on and we just never thought it would come back again. It's a song that won't go away, so to speak. Can't believe the people that have been touched by it.
Hey, Bart, can you give us a couple more minutes? Because I'd like to ask you a couple more questions. You got some more time?
Yeah.
Okay,
no
all
problem.
Right. We'll be back with more with Bart Millard right after this. Stay with us.
This is an urgent health notice for all residents suffering from back, neck, knee, and wrist pain. You may qualify for a pain-relieving brace at little or no cost to you, but the deadline is fast approaching. Simply call the Health Alert Hotline now.
You heard right. You may qualify for a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace. These items may even be covered by Medicare or your private insurance. The Health Alert Hotline is your brace company. These specialized braces have been tested for pain relief. Call us toll-free right now to determine your eligibility and to learn how to use your private insurance or Medicare to minimize your out-of-pocket cost. Don't wait. If the deadline passes, you may lose your opportunity to get a pain-relieving back, neck, knee, or wrist brace at little or no cost to you.
800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. 800-301-1318. That's 800-301-1318.
Life insurance is one of those things that just about everybody needs, but few people actually have. Hey, if you die unexpectedly without life insurance, guess what? You'll leave your family with even a bigger mess. Life insurance will help replace your family's income. It'll help cover burial expenses. Life insurance can even help pay off debt like credit cards and medical bills. Life insurance can even pay for college. And if you own a business and you die, life insurance can help your business from collapsing. It can even help cover estate taxes. Life insurance has never been more affordable and needed. Plus, you can always shop around even if you have a plan and save some money. So call the Life Insurance Quote Line right now for free pricing information.
800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. 800-915-9164. That's 800-915-9164.
Want revenge on the common housefly? Well, after 10,000 years, someone has finally come up with a better way. The Bug Assault, a miniaturized shotgun, which utilizes ordinary table salt as ammunition. Non-toxic and no batteries required. So much fun, you'll forget you have a wife and kids. $39.95 and free economy shipping. Use discount code GCN and get an extra 10% off your purchase at bugassault.com. Fire your fly swatter. Get your Bug Assault today.
Normal blood pressure, naturally. How would that make you feel?
I'm Don from New Mexico. January of 2000, I had a heart attack. Then my real health began going downhill. I had high blood pressure, diabetes, poor vision. I wasn't sleeping well. I was a mess.
Don reports dramatic improvements with Heart and Body Extract.
I started taking Heart and Body Extract from within a few days. I started sleeping better. My blood pressure normalized. My diabetes normalized. My sleep improved.
Experience these benefits and more when your body heals itself with the assistance of Heart and Body Extract. Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305. That's hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
And folks, I did not expect this at all. By the 7th, 8th, and 9th day, I saw dramatic improvements from taking Heart and Body Extract.
Heart and Body Extract comes with a 100% ironclad money-back guarantee. Details at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305 for Heart and Body Extract.
Get the ultimate knife at an ultimate price. The Fox Karambit Knife. Finally available in the U.S. The Fox Karambit Knife opens with one hand, faster than you can pull a handgun. For utility, for defense, and for way less than other knives of this caliber. Go to TheUltimateKnife.com. Truly the best knife you will ever own. And only available at TheUltimateKnife.com. Use promo code radio at checkout for free shipping. Get the ultimate knife at the ultimate price at TheUltimateKnife.com.
Right here, right now, Bill Martinez live.
I can only imagine. Surrounded by your glory, why will my heart feel? Will I dare? Only Jesus, all in all of you be still. Will I stand in your presence? Or to my knees, or will I fall? Will I sing? And hallelujah, will I be able to speak it all? I can only imagine.
Bill Martinez, live.
Bill Martinez here. Bart Millard is our guest. Mercy me. We're talking about I Can Only Imagine being released just in time for Father's Day in a Blu-ray DVD pack. It's an exciting combo pack that will be out digitally first on June the 5th and then DVD Blu-ray on June the 12th. Well, you know, when I saw the movie, Bart, my impression immediately was the prophet Elijah from Malachi 4 is saying that, he will turn the hearts of the fathers to the children, the hearts of the children to their fathers. And this is something that we heard repeatedly on our show where fathers were, you know, saying, wow, you know, this really brought me back to my son and sons being brought to their fathers. The ministerial impact and the prophetic impact of this song is just been awesome, and the stories that we've been hearing on our end, you know, we're all blessed by that. And this is something that when anything comes from God like this, it's a total blessing, isn't it?
Yeah, man, it's an incredible blessing. And you know, and just kind of pinch myself to, I just can't believe I get to be a part of it. You know, it's one thing to say, you know, Mercy Me's been a band for 24 years, and so we've been forced to still not grow up and get a real job is what it feels like. And
yeah,
it's just, you know, I'll tell you, the one thing I told my wife the other day was, you know, I've got five kids. My oldest is 16, my youngest is 7.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times you know, you look back on before you had kids and whatever you might have been doing, it feels literally like a lifetime ago. And I thought that I would be easily done with Mercy Me telling my kids stories of old about when Dad used to be a musician or whatever, and just kind of figured. And it's crazy. It's very emotional when I watch my 7-year-old who is old enough to grasp what's happening and become a fan of Mercy Me music for the first time. And I'm like, come on, I can't believe God would use us this long.
Exactly.
And consistently in the same ministry to, it's hard to even fathom the lives we're touching outside of it, but just seeing my kids go through it and all of them having similar memories and knowing is it's crazy.
Exactly. Barton, you were talking about your kids earlier, 5 kids. I'm like you. I got 5 kids. I mean, God has blessed us. And and I can appreciate that you've made a decision to scale back the touring schedule so you could spend more time with your family.
Yeah, we asked about 2 albums ago after we finished The Hurt and the Healer. We just went through kind of a season to where we were as busy as we've ever been. But yeah, there was this weird sense that it just, you know, I was becoming non-existent at home to where I say my family's hanging on by a thread. And it was just because I would come home and just it'd be disjointed I was more like a roommate and a friend. And, you know, it's just, there was a weird, and there was a lot of personal stuff like a depression from losing a loved one a few years before that never was dealt with. And so about that time, our keyboard player, he was getting off the road to be with his kids and stuff. And I kind of got really envious and jealous of the fact that he was able to do that, because it's that kind of that mentality as a lead singer. You know, if you leave the band, there's a chance the band doesn't continue, where it's different than replacing guitar players sometimes or whatever. So I got really upset about it, and something snapped in me. I was like, man, I can't do this anymore. And the band was like, hey, why don't we fix what's broken before you just bail? And so I really wanted to, you know, so many times in any kind of ministry, we tell our wives this time it's different, and we fall back into old habits. And I wanted to make sure she knew I was just real. Mm-hmm. So we sat together and prayed about it, and I went to the band and said, we're doing about 150, 160 shows a year. I said, I don't want to do more than 60 shows a year. You know, cut it down to less than half, and, mm-hmm. and you know, and just kind of, you know, I want to be home to see my kids grow up. And exactly. The band agreed. They were in the same place. So we cut our shows in half. We moved to Nashville thinking that Mercy Me was going to ride off into the sunset, and I would start writing for newer artists that are hungry to be out there. And the crazy thing is, the second we did that, we started falling in love with music again, and we stopped caring about what fans or radio stations or labels said we ought to record next. Just started writing music that we love.
Yeah.
It rejuvenated us, and we still only do 60, maybe 65 shows a year. It's been probably 5 years of doing that, if not more. And we're having the time of our lives. And just, you know, it's taken a long time, but I don't want to say we figured it out. There's always room for improvement, but we're in a good season right now of, you know, like right now I don't have a show till the middle of June. And so literally my full-time job is driving kids to drum lessons and recitals. And I'm an Uber driver. It's not getting paid. So, but I'm loving it. I have a blast. There's nothing I'd rather do more than be able to help my wife and drive my kids around.
Well, we appreciate you taking a break from the family to talk to us about I Can Only Imagine. What was your impression of J. Michael Finley playing you in the movie?
I was blown away. First time I met him, he was, at the time, he was Jean Valjean in Les Mis on Broadway.
Exactly.
We flew out to see him perform.
What a talent. I mean, he is incredible, so, huh?
We go in there and he's, you know, we see him perform there, and he's singing Bring Him Home, and I'm looking over at the directors that we all went together. I was like, he's a little overqualified. Like, we're going to have to dumb it way down for him to sing our songs. And then afterwards we went to dinner, and I realized we're basically brothers from different mothers. Like, we were tutting up the whole time. Like, they kept telling us to listen. We were like 2 12-year-olds at the grown-up table, and by the time dinner was over, I was like, he's the guy. Like, like, we are dear friends. We talk about once or twice a week. He's in London working a musical there, and so we stay in touch, and he's become a really, really close friend.
Oh, that's awesome. And then Dennis Quaid, of course, playing your dad. He never saw, I don't think Dennis Quaid's ever seen 300 pounds, but, he did say that, this is the first, role that he ever played, a redemptive role, he said.
Yeah. Yeah, the first day I met him, he goes, "Hey, your dad was a lineman. I guess I'm going to be a tailback or something. I can't get that dude."
Right.
And yeah, and he grew up in a little church in outside or in Houston, and something resonated with him. Like, his dad was incredibly supportive of him, and he had a great relationship with him. But there's something in it to where, man, he was all in and would ask me so many questions about my dad. He's like, "Your dad's not around, so I'm picking your brain." And it's crazy. Without seeing footage of my dad or anything, he has so many mannerisms. I knew we were onto something when, like, I'd have to leave the room or my stomach would just hurt, feeling things that I haven't felt since I was a 12-year-old kid. And just this moment of fear.
Mm-hmm.
And I said, okay, I know this is a good thing, but it's kind of freaking me out. And so, we developed a really cool relationship, and I really appreciate how much he respected the role and kept telling me, he goes, "Hey, man, for a lot of people, I'm your dad from now on." He kind of laughed, and he goes, "I want to make sure it's something you're proud of." And I couldn't be more pleased.
Well, speaking of your dad, I can only imagine what your dad would think about the film and the book, the memoir, and how he's portrayed.
Man, I think, he would just think it's, you know, making a big deal out of nothing. He wasn't really a big fan of the spotlight. But then once he knew Dennis was playing him, he'd be pretty happy because he'd be like, "Okay, you got that right," because The Right Stuff is one of his favorite movies of all time.
Right.
So he's been happy about that.
Oh, that's great. Well, I can only imagine the song that has brought so much hope and encouragement and has blessed so many, Bart Millard. And we cannot thank you and the group Mercy Me enough for what you've brought to the big screen, how you've blessed us, how you're turning the hearts of the fathers toward their sons and the sons toward their fathers with this movie. As we wrap things up, what do you want people to get the most out of I Can Only Imagine?
The most important thing for me would be that, you know, we all have a tendency. I'm sure we know people in our lives that we think are out of reach or there's no hope for them, or we write them off like, man, God can't change them. And if you would have asked me 10 out of 10 times, I would have said my dad. And so, you know, but here we are talking about this redemption story. So my biggest thing would be, man, as long as there's air in our lungs, our story's still being written.
Exactly.
And to assume that we figured it all out for ourselves or anyone else is just, I think, it's selling God short. And no one's out of the reach of God's grace. And as long as we're alive, we have every reason to hope. And whether it's someone else or we think that way of ourselves, and the story's not over. And so, you know, if this song brings, you know, an ounce of hope, you know, that there's a chance for redemption, then it's served its purpose well.
Well, Bart Millard, again, thank you so much. I Can Only Imagine. Digitally, it'll be released June the 5th on demand. DVD and Blu-ray combo pack comes out June the 12th, as I say, just in time for Father's Day. Think about it. Bart, thank you so much. Appreciate it. God bless, buddy.
Thank you. Take care.
If you owe money to the IRS, you need to hear this. The IRS is cracking down on those who owe back taxes. It starts with a devastating letter, and if you don't act immediately, you could find yourself having your wages garnished or have a lien placed on your property. But there's a solution. Tax 10,000 can help. Avoid enforced compliance, where these holds on your income and seizure of your home could become a nightmare that just won't end. Call 800-239-9957 now and speak to one of our experts. 800-239-9957 is the number to link you directly to a tax resolution specialist who will negotiate with the IRS on your behalf. Working through the IRS Fresh Start program, all the forms will be handled for you. All you have to do is make the toll-free call, 800-239-9957. Find out if you qualify and possibly save yourself thousands of dollars, not to mention a lot of headaches. It could be the best call you've made today. That number again, 800-239-9957. The service does not provide tax settlement or legal services. We will refer you to a company that does provide such services. Often the IRS will not agree to any reduction in the amount owed. Not all taxpayers who owe more than $10,000 will qualify for a tax reduction program.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years.